Welcome back to RSN Central, and our next guest, she could ride a broomstick to victory at the moment. She got the job done in the lucky last on Saturday aboard the Odyssey, and then woke up yesterday and said, I might as well go to Sunny Coast for one ride, and naturally, that saluted as well, Simply Fly. Steph, thank you for taking time out from Riding Winners to have a chat to us this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Now, what was it like on Saturday, a massive day, one of the biggest race days on the calendar, and to ride a winner and a very popular winner as well?
Look, it was brilliant. It was probably the biggest win of my career and the most special. I've always said I've had 11 rides on the horse, and he just means the world to me.
I might get you just to take a little step to your left or to your right, Steph. You just dropped out temporarily there. And while you do that, we'll talk about the Odyssey, who got the job done in a, like the Odyssey always does. It's always tight. It's always gutsy. But you've now won 6 races on this horse. He must be getting close to your favourite.
He is, absolutely. He means a lot to me. And he loves to race. And it's the biggest thing with him. He always wants to win. And 1300 definitely seen him out on Saturday, but he got the job done.
Now, you mentioned what a big win it was for you, probably the biggest win of your career, I dare say, on such a massive race day. What was it like riding in such a big crowd? Because obviously we've been so deprived of that through much of 2020. Take out the fact you had success, just to be there with the atmosphere in the crowd, it must have been quite electric every time you went out on the track.
Absolutely. It's great that things are somewhat getting back to normal and we can have the opportunity to have people back at the races, and great to get the atmosphere and everybody there involved.
Now, obviously, it was tremendous that you won a race, but apart from the win, you had a really good day as well. Got a Kiss, ran 5th in the 3-year-old Guineas behind Aim, and Queen of Wizardry was tremendous, running 4th in the 2-year-old race as well. What did you make of the runs of those two gallopers? And obviously, you always want to win, but it must have been a good feeling to go so well in the two feature races.
No, it was. It was brilliant. As you said, Queen of Wizardry, well, she was exceptional. It was only her second start, and she's still very green, but she's a very nice horse, and she's got a very bright future, and she's definitely going to get over a little bit further as well. If she had clear running in the straight, she, you know, arguably at least runs into a place. So she was brilliant and got a Kiss. She just hasn't seemed to get the luck this prep. She's always been caught up in the messy part of the race, but I have no doubt her day will come, and she's been just as brilliant to me.
Magic Millions, it's such a unique day in terms of the build-up with the sales and such a big crowd and a rowdy and fun crowd as well. Can you really sense that out on the track? Because it's such a unique circuit. You're quite close to the fans. Did you have the hair stand on the back of your neck each time you went out there?
Yeah, look, it is great, and as you said, they are very close. For me personally, before the race, I tend to try and sort of just drown out the sound of it all and focus on what I've got to do afterwards. You definitely take it in, but initially once I get on the horse, it's sort of just me and them, and the rest of the world kind of fades away. But afterwards, you know, especially after winning, you definitely take it all in.
Now, you're riding so many winners at the moment, which is terrific, but how important is it to keep propelling your career up to ride winners on these big days?
Oh, it's a huge part of what we do is aiming for those big days. And I was very fortunate with the opportunities I had on Saturday to partner some really nice horses, and hopefully I can continue to build that momentum and keep getting nice rides.
Now, you went up to the Sunny Coast and the Gold Coast for a bit of a freshen up, I think it's safe to say, and then you extended your time up there and you basically then decided to make it a permanent move and got the better half up as well. Has it just snowballed in terms of how well it's gone? Did you think when you went up initially you'd still be there this far down the track?
No, I didn't expect it at all. And coming up here, it was a big step for me, just trying something new. I think as it is for anybody that moves, you know, you're sort of stepping into the unknown. But I was lucky I had Boris already up here, and I was able to establish a really good relationship with Stephen O'Day and now Matt Poistead. And they've been huge supporters of mine right the way through. And obviously really happy that Ben finally came up here, and it's, yeah, definitely a place we'd like to stay.
So you're now thinking this will be a long, long-term move, and in a couple of years' time you'll hopefully still be smashing out winners in that part of the world?
Well, fingers crossed. At this stage we're pretty happy with where we are, and I think we're both pretty comfortable staying here for the foreseeable future.
Track work, is it easier getting up when it's a bit warmer, or is it just as hard up there as it is down here?
No, it's definitely easier. You're not walking out to wind and rain and the freezing cold. And even in winter, a lot of the people up here say it's cold, but for us, we think it's beautiful. So, no, the weather definitely makes it a lot easier.
And have you noticed the travel as well? Because there's not as many tracks and you're a lot closer to them as well. So you're probably not spending as much time in the car as you were down here. And conversely, do you feel better physically because of that? Not all that sitting and everything like that?
Definitely. I mean, the furthest we tend to go is about an hour away, which we're very lucky being up here. And it's a really good work-lifestyle balance. You have time for yourself and you still feel like you're busy enough to be riding, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. So we're very lucky, and with the way it's set up up here, it's fantastic.
Did you celebrate your big win Saturday night? You kind of celebrated too hard, though, because you had to ride yesterday.
No, we did have a little celebration out. My whole family was up here, and Ben's family went out for dinner, and I had a couple of drinks, but as you said, it was pretty mellow for me. I had to ride yesterday, and luckily it was one ride, one win.
Well, that's exactly right. I should have looked at the form guide and said, well, if Steph's going to cut short her big celebrations on Saturday night to go to the sunny coast for one ride on the Sunday, it's going to win. And that's exactly what happened. And it was a $5 chance as well. So it certainly wasn't a $1.40 pop where you're going to the track expecting to win. Were you a little bit more confident than the market?
I was. I really liked the horse. Ridden him 3 times now, and he's very quirky. He's learned to put it all together, but I think when he can, he's going to be a really nice horse. And I thought it was a very even race yesterday, and he proved that. And he still got up to a few little tricks during the run, but he proved too good.
What's on for the week? I've just had a look. You're not booked for anything at this stage that's accepted. Have you got some rides later on in the week?
Yes, I think we're not riding again until Thursday. And I think hopefully it'll be a much quieter week. I'll have a couple of easy days now and get back into it Thursday onwards.
You got one for us to follow?
I actually don't know what I'm on this week. My manager hasn't told me anything.
Well, good to see your managers leaving you alone after your success on Saturday and Sunday. I think you're entitled to a few days of R&R. Hopefully you can enjoy some of the Queensland sun. As always, Steph, we really appreciate you having a chat to us. We love watching your boot home winners in that part of the world, and good to see you kicking goals.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.